قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation, an addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Dear Muslims, we are living a strange time and a hard time, a time of difficulty, hardship, disaster, test, if it's not directly upon us, it is upon our brothers and sisters in the East and in the West. We see the trials comes one after the other. For those who watch in the news or view or look or observe the internet, read the newspaper, everywhere you can know the disaster that happened to the Muslims almost everywhere. If it's a tsunami, if the earthquake, if it's the invasion from the enemy, starvation, you see it in Indonesia, you see it in Palestine, you see it in Lebanon, you see it almost everywhere happening. We hear about being killed by dozens, by families, father and mother, children, all of them and their houses, been stormed by tanks, been destroyed. So we see that the test and the calamity is coming right and left. what a Muslim supposed to do in time of calamities, time of hardship, time of difficulty. Where does the Muslim stand? And in actuality, you are living in the midst of it, or you may be a little bit distant from it. But this is not a guarantee that it's not going to happen to you. We always ask Allah al-afiyah. We ask Allah to protect us. But if the calamity fall in us, what are we going to be doing? It's not because it's happening overseas, it's not going to be happening here. The same way we saw that in some areas they never been flooded in the United States, that because they are in the north. But the surprising thing that those places that never been flooded for the last 40, 50 years been flooded. And people who lived all their life in convenience, in air condition, jacuzzi, swimming pool, nice cars, fancy houses, they are homeless. So number one, you have to understand there is no security from the calamity. You have to understand what's happening in Lebanon. It can be happening here in your own home. What happened a tsunami in Malaysia or Indonesia, the earthquake that's been happening in Pakistan can be happening here in Columbia, South Carolina. Therefore, we have to be prepared. And we have to understand that test is part of being Muslim. You're going to be tested. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Does man think they say they we believe and they are not going to be tested? You have to count test on hardship and difficulty going to happen in your life if you are a Muslim. If you are a true believer, you have to count that these things will be faster to you and more quicker to you than a kafir. Because as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة ماء. If this dunya and everything in the dunya from the material thing equal in the sight of Allah, a wing of a mosquito, Allah is not going to give the disbeliever a drink of water. Because this dunya means nothing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may see the kafir more comfortable in his life and his living more than you. So when you are a Muslim and when you are a believer, you have to prepare yourself to the test and to the hardship and the difficulty. We don't call on it. We don't make dua, ask Allah to send an earthquake on us or to make us sick. We ask Allah always that He forgive us and forgo us and to protect us. But we have to be prepared because it's going to be coming soon or later. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, for sure we will shall test you. Allah is saying this to the Muslims. The Quran is talking to me and to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, with no doubt you going to be tested. With starvation, with fear, with death, with diminishing from the crops. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give a glad tidings to the one who observed patience. So when calamity comes, this is number one. It has to be in your consideration. And وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهِ. Whosoever show patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him patience. So it is very important before the calamity comes, that we be prepared in our mind, in our heart, and knowing that this part of being a Muslim, you can be tested. And the test and the calamity can come as a result of sin, and also can come with no sin. Otherwise, what did the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam do for him to be in jail? What the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam do haram for him, his teeth, front is to be broken and to be wounded in his face in the battle of Uhud? What did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam do to be starving and he doesn't even have a dinner to eat? Somebody has a guest to come and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam doesn't have food in all his houses to entertain and welcome him. So it can come with no sin is committed by the person. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to elevate you in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to increase your blessings. So we have to understand before anything that me and you is Abdullah, that we are Amatullah, we are the slave servant of Allah, and we acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be Al-Malik, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Malik. He's the king and he's the owner and the master, and the king and the owner and the master, he has the right to do whatever he wants with his creation or with his slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this right because we are the abid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, calamity is not too far from us. Death is not too far from us. War is not too far from us. Being in concentration camp is not too far from us. Brighten a smile and shining faces does not have to go to remain forever. Things can be flipped between a day and night, and the free person can be in jail, and the person in jail can be free, and the oppression can be oppressed, and everything. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْ. This is the matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day you see things different. So when the calamity falls, what we need to do as Muslims? Number one is sabr, endurance, tajallud, حبس النفس من الضجر واللسان من السخط. You have to learn how to make yourself patient. Don't say something displeasing to Allah. For a person, stop making salah is no good change is a calamity. For a sister to take her headpiece off is no good to change is the qadr of Allah. For a person saying bad things, why is me? I'm always making my salah. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing this to me? You have to be pleased with the qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to be patient with the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have also to have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove this difficulty. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Sometimes that you may be one of those people that involved in the calamity, like those people in Lebanon or the people in Palestine, or you may be a distant but you are involved because those are your family, and even if they are not related to you, they are still your brothers and sisters in Islam. You have to fear for them, you have to cry for them, you have to have the concern for them. And also as a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us, especially if we are in the middle of this calamity, that to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَاثْبُتُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Oh, who you believe, if you face in your enemy, be firm and remember Allah a lot. Remember Allah a lot that you may be successful. When is the hardship, when is the calamity falls in you, you need to remember Allah. And not only remember Allah, but remember Allah a lot, because the success will come with the zikr of Allah. Also, the dua. Number three is the dua. He may doesn't have the right weapon to fight back, but believe it or not, Islam and the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught you something more effective than any weapon that you can imagine. The dua, especially if you are in the wrong side, you are being oppressed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying what the meaning is, وَإِيَّاكَ وَدَعْوَةُ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. Be aware from the supplication of the oppressed person, the oppressed person, because there is no veil between his supplication and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody wrong you, if somebody took your property, if somebody dealt with you in a manner that is not fair, you have very sharp and effective weapon, and this asking Allah, calling in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Qawi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Sami'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Aziz, Almighty, All-Hearing, the Most Powerful. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you are in the wrong side, when you've been oppressed, when you've been wronged by others, if you turn your hands to Allah and ask Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will answer your call. He will answer your call. It's so strange that when Muslims turn right and left to the east and the west, to human beings and buildings, but they are not turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find Muslims turning to United Nations, to White House, to President so and so, and the 8 and the 9, and these people and that people, and the super nation and the superpower, but they forgot about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look to the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. He was in a place which no one can reach him, at least in that time, with no cellular phone, with no 911. There is no anything there to save him or to protect him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Yunus alayhi salam, he was under three darkness. He was under the darkness of the night, and the darkness of the ocean, and the darkness in the belly of the fish. Who can, even if there is emergency call, who can go inside the fish stomach and get the Prophet Yunus alayhi salam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. The Prophet John alayhi salam, he called through the darknesses, all these darknesses, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basir, is sami', he sees, he hears. أَنْ نَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, he called through the darkness. There is no deity worthy of worship except you. Glory be to you. Indeed, I was among the wrongdoer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We answer his call. We answer his call. Why Muslims, they forgot about Allah? Why Muslims, they are not calling in Allah? Why Muslims are not crying for Allah and to Allah? You think you are better than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Look, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood in the battle of Badr, before even entering the battlefield, standing there doing what? Not sharpening the sword, but calling in Allah, crying to Allah, raising his hand to Allah to such a degree that his qamis or over the overwearing over his shoulder fell down. And he said, "Oh Allah, those people are few. If they get killed, who else is going to worship you in the earth?" This is the only believers in that time. "Oh Allah, those people are hufah. Oh Allah, those people are barefooted, carry them. Oh Allah, they starve and feed them. Oh Allah, they are weak, strengthen them." This is the Muslim leader. This is the Imam. He called in Allah before he cowered in his whipping, before he make a call to here or there. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Where are the leaders? And where are the armies? Where are the people that when the difficulty fall in them, they raise their hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" Also comes with this, the tawbah, the repentance, to return to Allah, to stop the wrongdoing that you're doing, because the fasad and the corruption and the trials and the hardship and the difficulty and the earthquake and the tsunamis and the attacking of the enemies, all this comes as a result of what? Of being sinner most of the time, being ignoring Allah's law, Allah's command. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, what is the meaning? إذا تبايعتم بالعينة وأخذتم بأذناب البقر ورضيتم بالزرع وتركتم الجهاد سلط الله عليكم ذلا لا ينتزعه منكم حتى تعودوا إلى دينكم, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you take by the cow's tails and you are satisfied with the agriculture and your transaction became through usury and riba and you neglected the jihad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you down, Allah will humiliate you, Allah will make you the lower of nations, and Allah will keep you like this until you come back to your deen. The tawbah, the repentance and the returning to Allah when is the hardship, when the difficulty, when is the calamity comes, the people need to go to Allah. Look to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he used to do when there is eclipse. When there is eclipse, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right away, he calling the Muslims to come to the mosque and make a long prayer, calling in Allah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the calamity. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the hardship. This was the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we come to one of the things that we need to do when the calamity falls, al-amal al-salih, the good deed, that you come closer to Allah, try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing more good deed. And we know about the story of the three people, that they've been locked in the cave when a stone, a big rock had failed and covered the entrance of the cave. How they get out? They call in Allah, asking Allah with the good deed that they had did. As a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them relief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made exit for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Seek help in Allah. استعينوا بالصبر. Seek help in Allah through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is those who have sabr. Indeed, Allah is those who have sabr. So when the calamity comes, we need to pray more. We need to make dua more. We need to get away from the haram. We need to remember Allah more, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the condition. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah doesn't change the condition of the people until they change what's in their own self from wrongdoing. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the hardship and the difficulty and the test and the calamity is a natural part of our life as Muslims. And maybe what is not calamity for you, it can be a calamity for somebody else. And some people have a serious calamity and some people only have a touch of a hardship. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, يُبْتَلَ الرَّجُلُ عَلَى قَدْرِ دِينِ, you be tested according your deen, according your strength in your faith will be your hardship. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاء ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. The worst people in calamity, severe in hardship and difficulty, are the Prophets, and come those who under them in righteousness. So the more that you have a strong iman, the calamity will be and the hardship will be closer to you than anybody else. But my dear respected brothers and sisters, always remember the reward. Always remember the reward and the blessings of Allah that comes as a result of being tested. And إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى قَوْمًا ابْتَلَاهُمْ. When Allah loves the community, He will test them, because Allah wants to cleanse them from their sins. Allah wants to elevate them. And believe it or not, the rich and the poor are going to die. The person who is healthy and the person who is sick are going to die. The person who enters the battlefield or stay in his house, when the moment comes, you will die. So don't let these things grieve you and sadden you to stop you to remember Allah and to call more in Allah. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He will test you, because this will bring you more closer to Allah. This will make you start to be a better Muslim and wake up and check yourself. And always focus in the Quran and see the stories of the prophets and the messengers that have been tested. Honorable men like the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, and his son of a prophet, and his son, grandson of a prophet, but he was in jail. He was in jail. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most dearest person in the earth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he been boycotted him and his community for 3 years. No business, no trade, no anything with him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through a lot of hardship. The Prophet Musa had to run away from Egypt. You can see all the prophets, what happened to them. Let's read the Quran. Let's read the stories of the Sahaba. Let's see what happened to those people. They have iman, they have taqwa, but they've been tested. And this test didn't do anything except to make them more firm. More firm. When Khabbab came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked him, O Prophet of Allah, Allah tastansiru lana? Ask Allah for help. Ask Allah to do this and that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't make dua for him. But he reminded him about what happened to the nations before. And he told him that iman before you, they used to dig a hole for him in the ground. Put him in the hole, cut him with the sword to 2 pieces, take them and skin their flesh with combs heated in the fire made out of metal, and never stop them to continue to be believers. So test is not going to defeat us in our aqidah, in our belief. It's not going to stop us from going to the mosque because you've been questioned by the FBI, or that somebody understand watching you, you see a car always behind you, or that the whole family in Lebanon, that they've been attacked and 3 of the sons been died, or the whole family in Palestine die. All of us going to die. The good and bad is going to die. The rich and the poor going to die. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a destination for everybody. I remind myself as well as you with the hadith which reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri and Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطاياه. Nothing happened to the Muslim as a calamity, a hardship, a difficulty, annoyment, disturbance, even thinking about something disturbing you, this kind of disturbance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means to expiation for your sin. He said, حَتَّ الشَّوْكَ يُشَاكُهَا. Even a needle, if you sew in your shirt and by accident you stuck yourself, Allah made this a means for forgiveness for your sins. As a result of this, some of the righteous people, they used to be happy with the calamity more than one of us happy with a blessing and something coming to him. Why? Because they know that this is the love of Allah. And through this, he's going to be washed from his sin. We are not calling for calamity to fall on us, but we have to be firm when the calamity comes. And we have to be patient, and we have to remember Allah, and we try to correct our act with Allah and get more closer to Allah, and always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this for forgiveness for your sins or for elevation for you in Jannah. And finally, I close with these words: don't make two calamity in yourself, or don't prevent yourself from the reward. Because if you been faced by a calamity but you are not patient, now you have the calamity and you lost the reward. So it doesn't make sense to have a calamity and lose also reward. This will be a second calamity. So don't collect two calamity in you, because one calamity came by losing your son, by losing your wife, by losing your house, by losing your land. And the second calamity, that because he was not patient, you lost the reward. It doesn't make sense for you to make your calamity double on yourself. And remember that nothing happened in this life without the will of Allah, and the mashia of Allah, and the knowledge of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful to his people more than a mother to her baby. Yes, he may cry. Yes, he may could not sleep. But believe it or not, he knows. The doctor, when he sticks this big needle for you, inside you, when he cuts your skin, it's not his intention to hurt you. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. But he knows that there is a necessity of cutting your stomach for you to get well. He knows there is a necessity of sticking you with this big needle, but it's good for you. Allah knows better than anyone, than the doctor or anyone else. Yes, Allah see you crying, and Allah knows that you are not happy with it. But remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his name is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the most compassionate, most merciful. Brothers, don't let the disaster and the calamity shake your face. Be more stronger and be a better Muslim when the calamity fall in you, and ask Allah al-Afiyah. Ask Allah al-Afiyah that Allah keep the calamity away from you, but if it fall in you, be ready for it. And I beg Allah's forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our faith. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our faith. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give victory for the Muslims everywhere, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them patience to deal with the calamity, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise to this ummah a people who care and a people who love this deen and work for the Muslims and work for Islam. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.